Ula didn't need to read minds to know what Stantors was thinking now. A Mandalorian blockade of the Hydean Way trade route in the last decades of the Great War had crippled the Republic and very nearly led to its ruin. Since his defeat, Mandalore had lost many of his raiders to the gladiatorial pitfights on Geonosis. But Ula wasn't the only person on Coruscant who knew that Imperial operatives had been behind the anti-Republic action, and that he was still looking for a fight. If he was considering making a move on Coruscant itself, it had to be addressed immediately.
What can you tell me about him?
His name is Dal Striver. He's looking for information regarding a woman, Lima Zandret, and something called Cinzia.
Ula's ears pricked up at the latter name. He had heard that recently. Where exactly? The Supreme Commander was performing the same mental search.
A report,
he mused, drumming his long fingers on the desk.
Something from SIS, I'm sure. Perhaps you should ask them about it.
A hint of Grandmaster Satil Shan's true authority appeared in her voice.
I am to contact Tython immediately regarding our earlier discussions. General Garza impressed upon me the urgency and secrecy of the matter. I cannot afford to be delayed any further.
Stantor's waxy skin turned a deep purple. He didn't like the Republic's own policies being used against him. Ula hoped for a momentary loss of control, that something might slip about the nature of those earlier meetings. Try as he might, he could learn nothing about them, although he was certain they were of grave importance to his masters on Dromund Kaas. Unfortunately, Stantor's self-control was a match for his temper.
I haven't got time to investigate every minor disruption, the Supreme Commander fumed. Ula! Look into it, will you?
Ula jumped at the mention of his name.
Sir?
Follow up on this incident for Master Shan. Report to both of us when you find something. If you find something.
The last was directed at the Grand Master with a generous amount of ill feeling.
Of course, sir, said Ula,
hoping that the concession was simply a ruse to get the Grand Master off Stantor's back.
Thank you, Ula, Supreme Commander. I'm most grateful.
With that, Satil Shan swept from the room, watched resentfully by Stantor's and his staff. Every department in the Republic was overstretched and understaffed. The last thing anyone wanted was the Jedi sticking their nose in, finding fault, and handing over more work. Ula's job wasn't to sow dissent, but sometimes he wished it was. Dissent practically sowed itself on cursed Coruscant, where the sky was the same heavy gray as its pedwalks, and the pockmarks of war still scarred its artificial face. The Supreme Commander resumed his seat with a heavy sigh.
All right, Ula, you better get started.
But, sir, Ula said, surely you don't... I thought...
No, we better do exactly as I said. Just in case it does turn out to be important. No sweeping anything aside when Mandalorians are involved. If that rabble of troublemakers is helping the Empire make another move on Coruscant, we need to know about it. But don't spend too much time on it, eh? The rest of the galaxy won't wait.
Ula inclined his head in frustrated obedience. He was dismayed that the Grandmaster's minor request was removing him from the Supreme Commander's presence.